Today, we get a home state perspective on former Naval Intelligence Officer, Rhodes Scholar, now mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg. Jennifer Weingart is with us. She is senior reporter and assignment editor for WVPE in Elkhart, Indiana. Jennifer, are you there?
I am here.
Thank you for joining us for a few minutes. Start us off by telling us, what kind of leader has Pete Buttigieg been in South Bend? What is his style of leadership?
So Pete has been mayor of South Bend since 2011 when he was 29. So he's a very young leader, which is something that he talks about on the campaign trail as well. But he talks a lot about bringing the city back from where it was. And South Bend is a very industrial kind of place, or it has been in the past, and it's putting a foot forward into technology a lot now, which is something that Buttigieg has been pushing for in his term as mayor. He's big into outreach to companies and businesses for economic growth in the city, and also a lot into making the city fit the people that are living there now. There's a smaller population, and the population of young people has been growing. And I think that from the people that I've talked to, Buttigieg is a big part of that population shift and the shift of business from industry to technology.
Talk a little bit about how he builds the team that he works with and his work with state government. Is he obviously effective that way, I guess?
Well, South Bend is kind of an interesting study because Indiana is an incredibly red state, but South Bend is very blue. And he's a Democrat. He's a Democratic mayor, and South Bend has had Democratic mayors since the 60s. And the team that he's built, he's been working on outreach into the community to bring some people in, and he's done a pretty good job with that. But he's also bringing in people from around the place. The next Democratic nominee for mayor, the elections in November, is someone that he went to high school with and went away like he did, and he convinced to come back to South Bend a few years ago. So he's been working to build a team not only of people that are around South Bend, but trying to bring people back to South Bend, because like a lot of Midwestern, traditionally industrial towns, South Bend has had a brain drain problem.
Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, he became mayor of South Bend at a very early age, since the age of 29. I believe he's 37 now. When you hear criticisms of his leadership, of what he's done, what are they?
The criticisms tend to be a little bit about that outreach into the community. When he was first elected as mayor, that wasn't something that he was completely comfortable with. He readily admits to being a data guy, and so that human interaction and figuring out how the data really impacts the people in the city was something that he had to learn, and that's something that he has learned. He's reached out into the community, but that's something that I think he sometimes still does struggle with, of figuring out how his policies, how he can get buy-in for his policies that are backed up by data by the people in the community. And there's always some people who feel left behind when a city like South Bend rebounds, and that's another criticism that you hear of his administration, is there's some people in South Bend that have benefited hugely by his policies, but there's always going to be some people who don't benefit as much or aren't benefiting as much as they think they should be.
Jennifer Weingart, before we go, a couple of quick questions about his personal appeal, Pete Buttigieg's appeal. What would you say is at the heart of his political appeal on the personal level? We've seen his popularity, his support really skyrocket in the last month nationwide, right?
Yeah, it really has. And I think that's something people in South Bend have expected for a long time. And I think it really comes down to hearing him speak, because on paper, he's a lot of things. You mentioned he's a veteran. He's a Rhodes Scholar, went to Oxford and Harvard. He has all of these great things on paper. But then you talk to him and he's incredibly well spoken. And he's really good at connecting with a room. And I think that is a big part of his popularity. His campaign team has done a great job of getting him out there on the airwaves, on TV, in person. And I think people come in expecting him to be something. And then once they hear him speak about his values and what he thinks America should be, they come out with a different perspective on him as a person and as a candidate.
Jennifer Weingart, senior reporter, assignment editor for WVPE in Elkhart, Indiana. Thank you for the home state view of Pete Buttigieg, Jennifer.
My pleasure.